Praise God for his anointing. Praise God for his anointing.
Amen.
When I was sitting back there just worshiping these instruments, and Lynn just, they just drummed me out of my seat.
Yeah.
The anointing was that strong.
Yeah.
I could not sit
come
still.
Come on. Yes.
I could not enter in.
Come on. Thank you, Lord.
Release that which is in you. Begin to react to the anointing in God's
come
house.
Come on, yes, Lord.
Begin to walk
Lord. Yes, Lord.
The anointing in God's house. Begin to reach out for the anointing in God's house.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I was so excited in the Lord, I forgot my cane back there.
Yeah. Woo.
I wasn't thinking about my cane.
Come on.
I wasn't thinking about who was behind me.
Come on.
I wasn't thinking about the trip I just made. All I could think of was, oh, God.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Oh, God. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the fellowship. Thank you,
yes.
God. Did I have anything to say when I come up here? No. The anointing moved me out of my seat.
Come on, yes.
And when I began to pray, a number of things began to go through my mind. If I could have allowed it or would have allowed it, I could have spaced out in God. Lord says the anointing. The anointing. The anointing. And I'm going to try to do something, Lila. If you can find me, please do. I may be somewhere near F.
Yeah, or Z, whichever. Yeah.
Yeah. I sing also. But this I have not sung. It was my daddy's favorite song.
Thank you, Lord.
And they wanted me to sing it at his funeral, and I said, I don't think I can.
Yeah.
But you know, after I saw the glory of him going to be with the Lord, I could have. Don't sell yourself short in God. Begin to act like a child of the King. Del fondo de tu alma, yo quiero un aleluya. Del fondo de tu alma, yo quiero un gloria a Dios. Do you know what that says? From the depths of your soul, I want to hear hallelujah. From the depths of your soul, oh, glory be to God.
Yes.
From the depths of your soul,
hallelujah.
I want to hear hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
From the depths of your soul, I want to hear glory be to
glory,
God.
Glory, glory, glory,
then
glory.
It goes, Gloria sea El. 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 Gloria sea El Salvador. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God, my Savior. I want to hear it from the depths of your soul. Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
From the depths of your soul, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The anointing is so strong. The anointing, the akandoria. My son,
hallelujah.
I have seen your heart. Your heart's cry. I have seen your willingness to walk with me.
told me to.
Absolutely.
How did you know that? Because he quickened it in my heart.
Hallelujah.
So strong in this place. Walk in it.
Yeah,
walk
yeah.
in it. Play in it. I'm
going to
ask one more thing before I sit down. Any of you are willing, male, female, whatever, I would like you to fast for tomorrow night. What God has laid on my heart is different.
Yeah.
I want you to begin to pray. I want to encourage Renita to be there. I feel like we need pastoral oversight over tomorrow night. God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
God knows what he's saying. And I thank him with my whole heart.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 To be praised. All glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Here, go ahead. Come on. Ora te me febo. E suare te bo fama. Do 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 la mo fomo. Andoro to be feba ta casa cata. Aro to me feba ta so cotoia. Isak. Yeah. Just, God's got something in your heart. Just give it out.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, John the Baptist spoke on repent.
Yeah.
Repent and be baptized. Oh. And there is a message the Lord has given me that is my message of the hour.
Come on.
And it's going to sound strange to you till I explain it, but the message is, get out of the boat.
Come on. Yes, Lord.
In Matthew chapter 14, we find that the apostles were in the boat. They'd had a big meeting, thousands of people. Jesus sent them on ahead in a boat. And he stayed to pray and be with his Father for a time. They were on the sea and it began to get rough. And they became fearful. And they looked out and they thought they saw a ghost. And something in Peter's heart clicked. He recognized
Jesus.
What that was in the spirit. And he said, Lord, if that is you, bid me come to you.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, come.
Yeah.
Come. And every time you ask the Lord, Lord, let me draw closer to you. Let me come towards you. Jesus' answer will be, come, come, come. Get out of the boat. Peter said, oh, Lord, yes.
Come on.
And he walked up to the edge of that boat. None of the other apostles tried to follow him. They were still thinking it was a ghost. And I asked the Lord one time, I said, God, why did they not recognize you? And the Lord said, they were blinded by their fear. We can miss what Jesus has for us. We can miss his coming towards us if we let our own fear blind us. But fear is the enemy of faith, and we have to go towards Jesus with eyes of faith, with our hearts set towards him, blocking out all fear,
come on,
all doubt,
yes,
all wondering,
yes,
and know that it is the Lord,
yes,
and it is the Lord coming towards you.
So
Peter got out of that boat, and he headed towards Jesus, and then as he was walking towards Jesus,
come on,
he began to notice the storm. We're going to call that circumstances.
Come on.
Every time in my life, I have tried to get more of God and draw closer to God. Circumstances try to overwhelm me.
Come on, yeah.
Stuff just comes at me. Trying to divert my attention from Jesus. Trying to get me to look at circumstances. But oh, I'll tell you folks, if we can ignore those circumstances,
come on,
and walk towards Jesus.
Yeah.
Peter said, Lord, help me, I'm going to sink.
Yeah.
But oh, Jesus reached out, and he drew Peter out of those circumstances, and he saved his life, and they walked towards the boat together. And I want to finish my walk with Jesus.
Amen.
I want to walk
where he
walks.
You are.
I want to talk,
amen,
the talk that he talks. I want to go where he wants me to go. I want to stand in his,
woo,
presence. I want to recognize him and what he wants from me.
Amen.
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 This is not the hour to fear, but
yeah,
this is the hour to get out of the boat and go towards him.
Yeah.
Go towards him.
Yeah.
Don't let circumstances keep you plastered in a place where you're,
woo,
not comfortable. You're not happy.
Yeah.
You're afraid, but you won't get out of the boat and go towards him. Make yourself get up and do the calling of Jesus. Make yourself go towards that voice, and he won't let you drown, and he won't let you fall, and he won't let it be over for you. But you can walk in his presence, and in his power, and in his word, and in his anointing for the hour of the day, and the message to the world that Jesus lives and he is our Savior.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Come on. Come on. It's all right.
The Word of God says, come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
You
know, how much of God do you have?
Come on.
How much of God do you want? He says, you have not because you ask not.
We're asking, Lord. We're asking, Lord.
He says,
Lord,
to seek and ye shall find.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
Come on.
So why are you still sitting in your seat? Get up and find what you want. Get up and go after it. Seek it. Hold on.
Woo!
Don't let nothing separate you from what God has for you.
Amen.
Because nothing is impossible to him that believes. Nothing. Think about it. All things are possible.
So katada la la bofa mandoro sokoto kata bafaba.
Somebody asked me not too long ago, how many times is God going to raise you from the dead? And I said, I don't know, but I guess as many times as it takes to get me where he wants me to be. And I'm willing to accept that.
Yeah.
I'm willing to do whatever God says to do.
Yeah.
Is it easy? No. Is it going to get easier? No, it's only going to get harder. The further we go in God, he says to him that has much, much is expected.
Amen.
So now think about it. Think what God wants from you.
Amen.
We come to church and we look around and we look at the pastor and says, well, now it's up to him to feed us.
Come on, that's right.
It's up to you to get in and get it.
Yeah.
He said that a banquet table was set before you. Open up and go fill your plate.
Amen.
Go get what you want. If you don't have it, it's your fault. Because he said it was yours for the asking.
Amen.
So it's time we start asking. It's time we quit being afraid of what God's going to ask us to do and be afraid of the fact if we don't do what God says, where we will be.
Amen.
Because this is the latter days.
Come on.
You know, they preached about the latter days from the time I was a little boy.
Yeah.
But believe me, it's closer today than I've ever seen it.
Come on, so true.
His coming is coming soon. And he's coming what? For a people that are watching and waiting for his return. How much are you watching? How much are you on your knees saying, God, use me for your glory. Use me to do what you'd have me to do, O God.
Yes, Lord.
And let me do what you want me to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, 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 amen.
Lila, God spoke to you a number of years ago.
Yes.
That in the days to come, things were going to get greater. Things were going to be better. And he was going to do something special in your life.
Come on.
And you kept saying, well, Lord, I'm expecting it, God, because you promised it. And he says, it's on its way.
Come on.
Because I'm on my way
Come
to
on,
meet
yeah,
you. If there's something you need from God, stand up and ask for it.
Yeah, come on.
Stand up and find it.
Come on, right now. Come on, right now.
God is waiting right this moment for you to ask. He's waiting this very moment for you to seek his face, to find what he wants for you and what he has to give to you. Because he has many great things to give to you if you are ready to accept him.
Yeah, yeah.
And are ready to follow in his footsteps.
Come on, yes.
Hallelujah.
You know, sometimes it's like we need lightning and thunder and everything to move in the Spirit of God. But the three that were up here today learned from being babies, really, in the things of the Lord. And I can remember Sharon and Jackie talking to me about their dad, talking to them about, well, what are you feeling? What are you getting? What are you, you know? And there was a developing of hearing the voice of God, but not just hearing the voice of God, being obedient to people's needs. In other words, the anointing, sometimes you don't feel anything, but there's an opportunity, and you expect the anointing to come when you're in the middle of the opportunity, right? And so what I'm saying is that God wants all of us to be ready and have an absolute expectation that He will speak through us. He will speak through us. And what do we have to be afraid of? Let me say that again. What do we have to be afraid of? Come on, are we afraid of man? Or are we going to have the fear of the Lord? Right. Are we going to have the fear of the Lord, or are we going to have fear of man? Right? I've got a series in my heart that's coming. It's not tonight, today, but about worship. That's just different than anything I've ever heard. And although it's fully biblical, it's just worship for us has been so limited, and it's so powerful. It's so powerful. Glory to God. God's good. I said God's good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe this, that God should be able to use any of us at any time, all the time, if we're just willing, if we're just obedient. If we'll quit looking at who we're in front of as far as man and look at who we're in front of as far as God is concerned, it changes the whole picture. It changes the whole picture. Glory to God. If you have your Bibles, turn to Psalm 27. Psalm 27. And we're going to read the whole thing, Psalm 27. Starting in verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I've desired of the Lord, and that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret place of His tabernacle, He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in His tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then, Lord, the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witness have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I'd believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Come on. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. There are several things that I want to point out, but really what I want to talk about is, where is your confidence? Where is your confidence? Let me define confidence for just a second here. Confidence is, watch this. This is the Webster's, and I love this, and you can get it on a download, but it's the Western 1828 dictionary. And it's trusting or reliance and assurance of mind or firm belief in the integrity, stability, or veracity of another, or in the truth and reality of a fact. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Psalm 118. See, this is in the dictionary, by the way. This dictionary, it has the Bible scriptures to go along with the definitions. It's really amazing. I will rejoice and have confidence in you in all things. Mutual confidence is the basis of social happiness. Confidence, it's the feeling of belief that one can rely on someone or something. It's a firm trust. It's the state of feeling certain about the truth of something. Again, verse 3 says this. It says, though an army may be encamped against me, and my heart shall not fear, though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. What will I be confident in? The Lord and His Word. I will be confident. I will rely on His Word. I will put my trust in His Word. But sometimes we want our plan to have confidence, but then we have a backup plan. Right? For instance, it's like, Lord, I'm believing you for this, and I'm confident, God, I'm declaring that this is the way it's going to be. But in case that doesn't work out, Lord, I've got another plan underneath here. Well, one of two things have happened. You have either not heard from the Lord in building your plans, or you don't have faith that He's speaking to you. See, I believe that when God speaks to us, we ought to throw out plan B.
Come on.
Why? Because I have confidence. He's my confidence. He spoke to me. He said, surely it will come to pass. So it doesn't matter to me how long it takes or when, you know, the timing of it is not up to me, but I have confidence that what He's spoken will come to pass. I'll do my part, and I know that He is faithful and just to do His part. Amen? Yes. Come on, let's look at verse 1 again. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Let me ask you, is He? Is He? Is He your light and your salvation? What does light mean? Light is my guide. Light is the one who leads me. My light is the thing that in the middle of the darkness I can see because I have the light on. The Lord is my flashlight. I might not know what to do, but the Lord is my flashlight, right? He's my lantern. He's my beacon. He's the one that will lead me and He will guide me. He will show me what to do. And He is my salvation. And we could go into a long, you know, theological discussion about salvation, but I just want to break it down that He's my help. Whatever I need help in, He's my help. I'm not looking upon you to be my help. I'm looking on Him to be my help. See, and again, who do you have your confidence in? Are you confident? Do you rely? Do you trust that God is who He said He is and He'll do what He said He did would do or not? Right? Or do you have plan B? Let me just tell you a couple of stories of plan A and plan B. A friend of mine, and this was years and years ago, he was praying in the Spirit and praying for a long time, and he was going to this church, and there was a fellow in the church that had means, and you know, he was a pretty bold guy. I would have never done this, but he went up to that guy and he said, you know, I was praying and the Lord told me that you're going to buy me a car. And the man turned to him and said, when the Lord tells me, I'll do it. Right? But watch this. It's like it's him. He didn't really hear from God, but he had a need, and he was trying to manipulate God to do the need.
Right?
And it's like, if our confidence is in God, we don't have to manipulate.
Right.
Right? We don't have to control. We don't have to put pressure on somebody else to fulfill our vision if our vision is from the Lord, because He's my confidence. I trust and I rely on Him. You know, it's so easy, and in so many years, we don't hear it that much anymore, because there's not, with the internet, the radio ministry, they're still out there, but it's not as prominent as it once was. But I can remember listening, when I first got saved, to Christian radio, and it was mainly teaching after teaching after teaching. You could listen to it all day, and about every half hour somebody would come on. But then there would be this appeal. If you don't give to us, if you don't do what God's telling you to do, we're going to go off the air, and just all kind of manipulative tools. And it's like, well, did God tell you to go on the air or not? Right? Because if God told you to go on the air, you shouldn't have to try to manipulate me to get what God's... Do you understand what I'm saying? Is our confidence in God, or are we manipulating circumstances because we don't really believe in plan A? We've got to figure out plan B. So what I'm saying is that we need to, and again, one of my favorite movies was The Dirty Dozen, right? Man's movie, RRR, right? But one of my favorite scenes was, one of the guys was trying to climb this rope, and it was a rope he had to get up, and it was practice for getting up on the roof. But he's climbing, I can't go any further. And Lee Marvin gets a machine gun, and he blows off the bottom of the rope, right? So he was up to the top, right? He got right up to the top, because if he didn't, he was going to die going to the bottom, right? So here's my point. My point is, we need to climb the rope, but we need to cut the rope off after we climb up. Right? Because our confidence, our trust is in Him. God, what have you asked me to do? What are you telling me to do? What is it that you put on my heart? Right? And you go, yeah, I wish God would give me a vision and give me, you know, this grand scheme of things. What I'm telling you today, and what was demonstrated today, is that I went back and Jackie was just worshiping so well. And I went back there and I put the mic in her hand, and the look on her face was, huh? Right? But we ought to be such that when God puts the mic in our hand, we have the confidence that He'll back up what we're about to do or where we're about to go. Right? So if you're at a store, if you're, you know, you're on the phone or you're whatever, and there's something that comes in your heart to say, begin to say it. And don't worry about how you're going to finish it or what the outcome is going to be, because that has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with Him. Right? God, you're in the line, or you're being served by somebody, and God puts something in your heart. It's time for us to be bold and be expecting that, so that that's not a rare occasion, but it's a common occurrence. Right? Right? It's like, it should be, where are they? Who do you want me to speak to, Lord? Who do you want me to speak to? And then be confident that He'll speak to them through you in a way that is you. God's not going to use you like He uses Walt. Not going to use you like He uses me. He's going to use you as you.
Yes.
Right? So it's different, but it's the same. But what I'm asking this morning is, how confident are you that He is your light and He's your salvation? He is your help in the very present time of trouble. You know, it's interesting to me, because we read the Psalms, and if we put ourselves in the Psalms and read it that way, we understand that David did not have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of him.
Right.
He did not have even the prophet Isaiah's words to go back, fall back on. He didn't have other things. Why? Because they weren't written yet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
When he says, you know, I want to be in your house forever. I want to just sit in your temple forever. We go, well, that's kind of nice. Does he mean that he wants to go to church? Yes, because that's where the presence of God was. Right. The Ark of the Tabernacle was in Jerusalem. And if you wanted to be in God's glory, you had to travel to him. But 2,000 years ago, there was a way paved for the Holy Spirit to be able to come to us. And he lives in us. But are you confident of that? Right? Do you trust in that? Do you fully put your faith in that? Because if you do, then you'll act on that. Right? And the first time your knees might be knocking. Right? And you might be just going, I might blow this. Blow it. Just go ahead and blow it. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he says that he uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Right? Right? And I found out that I qualify. I found out I qualify. And sometimes it's not very comfortable, right, when he puts something in your heart, but you just go, why? Because you're confident that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. And watch this. I don't want to miss an opportunity for him to use me. Right? I was praying for Jackie years ago. This is years ago. I didn't know Jackie at all. Right? Praying for her. And here's the word of the Lord that I got. I started talking to her about preaching to chickens. Are you kidding me? And preaching to chickens, and then find out later that she used to line chickens up in South Tacoma and preach to them. Why? What was that about? I had to be confident that even though the word sounded strange to me, that God was going to use that. And for her, it was confirmation that the word that I was speaking to her was correct. And I remember it very clearly. The word was, is you felt like you were supposed to preach, but it's never come to pass, and you feel like it's too late, but you will. Right? And have you? Yeah. So what I'm saying is, watch this. We all have to be available. But our availability must be based on our confidence that he's with us. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm confident. And watch this. Even though the enemy comes against me, even though circumstances may be arrayed against me, even if I'm not where I think I should be, right? David was in such a state at times where even his son came to destroy him, and he had to run from his kingdom because his son was after him. But yet he was confident, and he would not let fear of what he was seeing or experience rob him from what God had for him. Yes. Come on. So what am I saying? I'm saying don't let your confidence be pulled away from you when you're going through stuff that doesn't seem to line up with what you thought would happen. Don't try to please other people. Just get in the presence of God and say, Lord, I'm confident that you hear me. I'm confident that you hear me. I have lots of scriptures here, but let's go to a few of them. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God wants you to build up your confidence. God wants you to begin to know that he's with you today, right now. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. God is with you. If Jesus is Lord of your life, you can be confident of this one thing. It says, I believe in Colossians, that he who began a good thing in you will work it through to its completion. Right? I don't care. It's like people, there may be people who maybe don't approve, like, whatever, who I am. And There was a bumper sticker years ago, you know, that don't worry, God's not finished with me yet, right? But my confidence is that He'll do the work in me. He's the one that will and to do His. I cannot do enough to be good enough to be with God even after I get saved. I've got to rely and be confident that God's grace is able to make up for all of my mistakes and all of my shortcomings so that I can be used as a vessel for Him. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and look at verse 6. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just hang on just a second. I'm confident that He who began the good work in me will see it through to its completion. Hallelujah. I'm just hang with me. All right, you ready? Let's read. Verse 6. This punishment which was inflicted by the majority is sufficient for such a man. So on the contrary, you ought to rather forgive and comfort what? Oh, you know what? You're right. Thank you. That's awesome. All right. That's why it wasn't making sense. Awesome. All right. Verse 6. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are home with the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased rather, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Come on. We're confident. What? Confident in what? That we're with the Lord right now. And when we die, we're going to be with Him. So let's live our lives like He's really there. Let's live our lives like that's really true. So you say, you come to me and say, well, I'm going to kill you. Well, go ahead. Give it your best shot. Because God's with me. He's not going to let it happen if He doesn't want it to happen. And by that, it's like to be absent from the body to be present with the Lord. I lived this. I was so in the presence of God. And many of you have heard this story before, but I was working at 7-Eleven going to school. And I was working at 7-Eleven, and I was reading this book on worship. And just in, I was stocking the freezer, refrigerator section, pushing things up, whatever I was doing. But I was just worshiping God. I was just in the Spirit of God. And so then I was out doing coffee, and this guy walked in. I said, I'll be with you in a minute. And so I finished what I was doing, walked over to him. And he went like this, and he pulled the gun out of here and into his pocket. So I thought, that's all I saw right there, right? And he said, you know, give me all your money or I'm going to blow your head off. You know, fill it in. I'm going to blow your bleeping head off. And here's the thought that came to me. And I swear this came to me. But it only came to me because I was in His presence. This is the thought that came to me. He said, I'm going to blow your bleeping head off. I said, well, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. What's the worst that could happen, right? You know, it's like Clint Eastwood, make my day, right? I mean, but it's like there was a confidence there by being in His presence that even in the midst of death, come on, right? So what am I saying? In the midst of fear, we need to go to Him. And we need to put our confidence in Him that no matter what the situation is, He'll be there with us. He'll be for us. Come on, He won't be. Hallelujah. I've got to close. But in Philippians, and we're not going to go there. But in Philippians, Paul's talking about a lot of things. But in chapter 3, he goes on to talk about, he says, listen, I've got all of these degrees and pedigrees that I could be confident in. You know, because man, I got the credentials, baby. I've got it. I got it. But I'm putting all that aside. The one thing that I want is that I might know Him. Because when I know Him, then I can have confidence in Him. And when I have confidence in Him, He that started the work in me will see it through to its completion. I will do what He wants me to do because I'm confident in this one thing. He loves me. I'm confident that He speaks to me. I'm confident that I know His voice. And I'm also confident that He knows my address. So if God wants me to do something different than I'm doing, I don't have to get stressed out about it. I have to know that He knows where I am. And He can, and He's very good at getting me messages. Right? And it comes in all kinds of different ways, but I can be confident. I can have a feeling of belief that I can rely on God. Right? I can have confidence that He's for me. I can have confidence that by the blood of Jesus, I can come boldly before the throne of grace to find help in a time of need. I can have confidence that when I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, even if I don't feel like it, even if it seems like He's 1,000 miles away, I can know because of His word that I'm right before His throne of grace. Right? Anytime. He's always there. I'm in His presence because of the blood of Jesus. Amen? And He lives in me. Did you get something? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just pray. I believe God touched many people today through the ministry of His Spirit, through everything that's happened. But we just want to seal that and not give up on that. And God is here to touch you because He wants you to know Him. He wants you, if you're watching online, to be confident that He hasn't given up on you. He wants you to know that even if you're facing some adversity, don't quit seeking His face and don't blame Him for things that aren't His fault and just rely on Him. Just come back to Him and just begin to worship Him and just say, listen, I'm confident that He's my light. He'll guide me out of this mess, and He's my helper. He's my salvation, and He'll speak to me. I'll do what He says to do, and at the end of the day, I'm confident in this. To be absent from this body, I'm going to be present with Him. So what in the world could I be afraid of? Glory to God. If that's you, you're watching online, I just ask God to touch you right now, to bless you. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, that's the beginning of it. You just know that you need a Savior. You just say, Lord, I need You. I ask You to come right now in Jesus' name. Come into my life. I believe in my heart, and so I'm saying it with my mouth that Jesus is the Messiah. I need Him, and I believe that He died for my sins. And that God, You raised Him from the dead, which means the sacrifice was accepted. So I believe in my heart that Jesus is the Messiah and that He died for me and that I am with Him in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, your whole heart changed, your whole life changed, your eternity changed. Glory to God. Be blessed. God bless them, heal them, touch them, give them everything that they need in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you. Hallelujah.